I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political players are making moves in Egypt ahead of April's elections. Egypt's interim prime minister and his entire cabinet have resigned, reportedly clearing the way for the army chief, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, to run for president. E3 Partners Middle East expert Tom Doyle warns.
Every election, every political move causes instability, riots, killing. We have believers out there on the front lines bringing Jesus Christ to villages and cities every day in the midst of it, so we want to pray for them.
You'll find the full report at our website. Meanwhile, how would you celebrate six decades of God's blessings? Well, that's the question Transworld Radio International President Lauren Libby pondered this weekend.
You look to the past, but you also look to the future by faith.
TWR plans to expand their digital ministry and increase capacity on the broadcast side. You can read about TWR's full impact and plans for growth at our website. The action point for this story goes beyond prayer.
Don't just pray about finances. Don't just pray about amorphous organizations. Pray about you personally, about engaging in the Great Commission and being a part of it.
And what does kingdom-sized vision mean to you? Well, to Worldwide Christian Schools, it means teaching the teachers how to teach. They launched their educational care curriculum in Southeast Asia last summer, where it was well-received. Now, they're establishing an educational care training center in Singapore. It'll serve as a refuge for equipping educators in the 1040 window to reach billions for Christ. And that's what we mean by kingdom-sized vision. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windle. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.